On to our fifth and final story of the program, the Pentagon has warned Syrian President Bashar al-Assad not to conduct military operations against the Syrian Democratic Forces backed by Washington. Director of the Joint Staff, Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie, says attacking U.S. forces or its coalition partners will be a bad policy. The comments came after the Syrian president warned to liberate the areas held by the SDF if they don't opt for negotiations. The Kurdish-led group is largely composed of militants from the anti-Damascus Kurdish People's Protection Units. It enjoys military support from the U.S. and French special forces in Syria. Investigative journalist Tony Gosling joins us now from Bristol. Mr. Gosling, welcome to the program. Well, what do you make of this recent threat coming from the U.S.?
Well, Donald Trump is the author of a book called The Art of the Deal. And in big business and finance and property development, where he used to work, this was a way of getting the deal he wanted by basically upping the ante and making threats beforehand that he doesn't necessarily intend to pursue those threats. But it's a way of really, I suppose, gaining the initiative and putting your opponent on the back foot. Now, the introduction of this into international politics with his election is actually a little bit concerning, because some of those threats may actually be carried out by others, since Trump doesn't really seem to be entirely in control of his foreign policy. This, I suppose, is a result, all of this in Syria, of the big lie being stripped away about who is really trying to get rid of ISIS. I think it's pretty clear now that the Americans have not been trying to get rid of ISIS. Actually, their allies, that is mainly Israel, Saudi Arabia, Jordan and Britain, have been supporting ISIS. And the Americans were never there to get rid of ISIS. They were there to get rid of Assad. In fact, the allies have been training ISIS. You know, so I think they're using Washington and London really as a kind of, and those medias in those countries and in the NATO countries, as a cover for this covert operation to try and topple Assad. They simply couldn't do the same sort of simple operations they could against Gaddafi in Libya, against Assad in Syria, because mainly because Assad was much wiser to it, and also because they were backed by the Russians in Syria.
Mr. Gosling, this isn't the first threat that the U.S. is issuing towards the Syrian government. It's the second one in a matter of weeks. We can say. Let's talk about the timing of these warnings and these threats. It seems that whenever the Syrian army is on the cusp of making some great gains, the United States, for its part, cranks up these threats and warnings.
I think when the military tell the White House and tell the Pentagon back in far away America that they're losing the war to destabilize and topple Assad, the reaction by the Pentagon is to try to up the ante and actually to make more threats against Assad, not necessarily being able to follow those threats through. Although, of course, the Americans are also putting, I mean, there's a two-way pressure mainly between, I think, Washington and Israel and Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is putting pressure on Washington to intervene in the Middle East more. And also, Washington is also putting pressure on Israel to intervene more in Syria when they seem to be losing. So I just think around the world, people are becoming much wiser to what exactly has been going on over there. And I think it's really important Assad now makes sure he doesn't cede any territory in this, that he takes back the whole of Syria, including, by the way, the Golan Heights, which the Israelis stole in the 1967 war all those many years ago. And the main reason they're hanging on to the Golan Heights is not as a buffer zone for security in Israel. It's because we've got Western oligarchs, some of the most powerful and richest people in the Western world, have got oil concessions now in the Golan Heights, and they want to steal the resources from the Syrians. I think that over the last few weeks, we've seen the Syrians and Assad and the Russians are making a very clear signal to Tel Aviv, saying, don't count your chickens with the Golan Heights, because we may well be taking them back.
Thank you very much, investigative journalist Mr. Tony Gosling, joining us from Bristol.